Good morning. How many of you know who Moses is? What can you tell me about Moses?
That Moses made the Great Sea open, and so all the Israelites can be free.
All right. Anybody else have anything they want to tell me about Moses? No? Well, you're right. And we know, most of you probably know that he was the baby that was in the river in the basket, and the princess found him, and he got to live in the palace for a while. Well, today I want to talk to you about when Moses brought the people through the Red Sea, and after that they were going through a desert. How many of you have ever been in the desert? Okay, and what's a desert like? Is it hot? Yeah, it's hot. What can you tell me about the desert?
All the grass is brown.
If there is even any grass, yes, Vadim.
And no water.
No water, that's right. And they had been traveling and traveling all day in the hot desert, and they got really, really thirsty, and there was no water. How many of you have ever been really thirsty? But usually you get some water sooner or later, don't you? But it would be bad if you were just traveling and traveling in the hot desert, and you were so thirsty, and you said, Mom or Dad, give me some water, and they couldn't give you any water. Wouldn't that be awful? And that's what happened to Moses. He was leading the people, and they'd stopped for the night and set up camp, and there wasn't any water, and the people were hot, and they were tired, and they were thirsty, and they started grumbling and complaining, and they said, "We were better off in Egypt. Why did you bring us out in this desert? Did you bring us out here to die?" And God told Moses to do something. He told him to strike the rock, and when he did, you know what happened? Water, not bread, water came out. Water just came pouring out, and those people were so happy. I can just imagine the kids just ran in the water and were splashing it, and they were drinking it, and they were so happy to have some water. And you know, Jesus, today we're going to hear about another kind of water that's not the kind we drink and taste, but another kind of water that Jesus wants to give us that's very, very good. Now, how many of you are thirsty after hearing about water? All right, well, let's have a prayer, and then if you stop by my basket, I have a little bottle of water for you, okay? But if you drink it all gone during church, be sure that you don't leave the empty bottle as garbage, okay? Take it out with you. All right, let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you so much for the water that you give us to satisfy our thirst, and thank you for the living water that we're going to hear about today. May we hunger and thirst after your righteousness and bless these children so they can become more and more like you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.